This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Maybe you're at school and need to concentrate while hitting the books. Maybe you're trying to get work done and need some sounds to drown out distractions.
For when silence isn't cutting it, we've got recommendations for pieces of music that'll fill your head without distracting you with words. I'm Stephen Thompson.
And I'm Linda Holmes. Today we're recommending three great songs to help you study on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming only on Hulu. Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming only on Hulu. This message comes from Capital One, presenting sponsor of the 2024 Tiny Desk Contest. Earlier this year, unsigned musicians from around the country submitted their original songs for the 10th annual Tiny Desk Contest. The panel of judges are hard at work picking standout entries, and you can follow along and choose your favorite videos as well. The winner gets to play their very own Tiny Desk concert, then headline a tour with NPR Music this summer. Want to come along for the ride? Visit tinydeskcontest.npr.org to learn more, then check out the Venture X card from presenting sponsor Capital One. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When voters talk during an election season, we listen. We ask questions, we follow up, and we bring you along to hear what we learned. Get closer to the issues, the people, and your vote at the NPR Elections Hub. Visit npr.org/elections.
It's just me and Stephen today. Let's dive right into it. Stephen, when you think of great music for studying, what do you think of?
Well, I think primarily of instrumental music, just because words can be distracting when you're trying to read or concentrate. So I chose entirely instrumental music. I like to think of music that fills your head in a way without distraction. And so I like something that has a little bit of heft to it, but also a certain musicality, a certain energy to it. It doesn't necessarily have to be fast and loud, but you don't want something that's going to fade completely into the background. So I like a certain musicality to go with just a heavy sound.
Right. So what is your first pick?
My first pick is a wonderful jazz violinist named Regina Carter. I first heard her at the Tiny Desk a bunch of years back, and I've loved her ever since. The piece that we're going to play is a jazz song, but it's also weaving in traditional African music in really interesting and beautiful ways. You get a bunch of violin solos, but you also get these beautiful solos on the kora, and just each one just seems more beautiful than the last. Let's hear a little bit of a song called Nteri. There's a real brightness to go with the warmth of this song, and I think that brightness comes through as something that's really useful for when you're studying or trying to concentrate or think. Like, it feels like your brain is being stimulated instead of just soothed.
Yeah, I could write to that, I think. All right, so that is Regina Carter with the song Nteri. Stephen, what is your second pick?
Well, I'm going to try to bounce around as many genres as I can in just three picks and go with a wonderful folk guitarist named Nathan Salzberg. I've been a fan of his for years and years. He plays with one of my favorite singers, Joan Shelley. He's a historian as well as a musician. The piece that we're going to play is from a solo album called Affirmed from back in 2011. All the pieces in the album are inspired by the Kentucky Derby. Nathan Salzberg is himself a Kentuckian, and each piece is referencing a different story of racehorses and a different story of the Kentucky Derby. And so this piece references a tragic racehorse named Eight Bells, but it is a beautiful, beautiful piece called Eight Bells Dreamt the Devil Was Dead.
That's horsey.
The well of fantastic instrumental guitar music that is great for studying. That is a very, very deep well. I would also recommend a wonderful guitarist from Virginia named Yasmin Williams, who does beautiful pieces in a similar vein, where it's intricate but also lilting. Your brain is almost like solving a puzzle listening to it because these beautiful patterns emerge. And I think that's very, very conducive to creativity.
So that's Eight Bells Dreamt the Devil Was Dead by Nathan Salzberg. Stephen, what is your third pick?
Well, my last pick is a piece of like purely head-filling music. Sometimes I'm just trying to drown out coworkers or drown out construction outside, you know, and I just need my head to be filled with sound unlike the sound that is in the world. A great piece of music for that is by a fantastic cellist named Clarice Jensen, who works in this kind of neoclassical mold. She's done a lot of performing with Max Richter, who's one of my favorite composers. She plays on his Sleep box set, which I think is an absolute masterpiece. Anything Clarice Jensen touches, I'm really, really interested in because she has all these ways of making the cello, which is already such a warm and beautiful instrument, she can make it sound futuristic. She can make it sound foreboding. She can make it sound like more than it is. And I think she does that in a wonderful, wonderful ways on her first solo album from 2018. The album is called For This From That Will Be Filled. This piece, which features Johan Johansson, who's another fantastic composer for this sort of music, this track is called BC. It's very hard to pull 20-second clips from these epic, epic pieces that move in glacial ways, but I think you get a sense of what I'm talking about, which is you're hearing kind of gradations of tone and volume. And so your brain is kind of getting pulled slowly through the process of whatever you're working on, but it's really, really great for drowning out just extraneous noises.
Yeah, I find all of these picks to be both excellent for studying and also deeply Thompsonian in a way that I enjoy very much. These are all the kinds of things that you've always recommended to me for studying or working or reading or whatever, for kind of chilling out or editing or whatever else one is doing. So none of these are surprising to me. That one is BC by Clarice Jensen.
Well, and this is where I want to throw out a little plug for the Spotify playlist I put together called Thinkin' Songs, which is like a roughly 2-2.5 hour mix of different head-filling music that hopefully you'll find something you love and will want to go down rabbit holes.
All right, Thinkin' Songs, a Spotify playlist by Stephen Thompson. All right, well, we want to know what your go-to study songs are. Find us at facebook.com/PCHH and on Twitter at PCHH. That brings us to the end of our show. Stephen, thank you so much for being here on Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Thank you.
And of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. This episode was produced by Mike Katziff and Ramel Wood and edited by Jessica Reedy. Hello Come In provides our theme music. I'm Linda Holmes, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.